For the reading of God's word. Isn't it rich? And that is good. We got a lot to cover this morning, and hopefully we can do so. This is a lot in this passage, and we're not going to get to everything. But I've chosen this passage to talk about generosity, and it's like, where does that come from? So hopefully I can do a good job of describing it. Thank you. I need these to read my Bible. I forgot them. So generosity. I want to do a series on generosity. And as I do this, let's look a little bit here about how we would define generosity. So we've got the Oxford Dictionary, and it says a person showing a readiness to give more or something, such as money or time, than is strictly necessary or expected. And we got Merriam Dictionary, and it says a liberal in giving, open-handed, marked by an abundance or an ample proportion. So that's where we begin to, when we look at what does it look like to be generous, and we look at generosity, and it goes on to say that the quality of being kind or generous, or the quality or a fact of being generous. So as I talk about generosity, you would think, okay, so he's going to talk about giving. He's going to talk about tithing. And I'll be honest with you, in my four messages that I'm doing, I have one message that's going to talk directly about money as far as what it looks like to give that. Because I think that in generosity, there's something much greater and much deeper for us to go and to look at and to explore that I think helps us to be healthy in our lives walking with the Lord. That we get to understand what generosity is in our own lives beyond just what it looks like in our wallets. Because we have a God who is incredibly generous. He is. He is incredibly generous. Beyond what we could ever imagine, beyond what we could ever think, beyond what we could ever engage in. Each day that you live and walk in this life with Christ, you walk and live in his generosity. It is abundant. So when I talk about generosity, it is out of the abundance that you are giving. It is out of what you have, but it's out of his abundance that you give. So how do we look at this? What is generosity in our own life? Generosity in our own lives really comes from understanding the generosity of God. And all he has asked of you and I is just to take his generosity that you have received and redistribute that to the world around you. That's what this is all about. So if I could define where I'm going in this, is that our generosity is simply redistributing God's generosity. When you can understand his generosity in your life, then how can you redistribute that for his glory, for his purpose? That's what this is. And he is generous beyond what you could ever imagine or think. He is generous in creation. Have you ever stopped to think about that? How generous he is in creation. We kind of have to look at this because when you look at the account of creation and God creating the world, he creates the world and the stars. Just think about the heavens and the stars. When he created them and man began to look into the heavens and see the stars, there were so many stars they couldn't really count them. There were so many of them. And people, they've documented them and they've got names for different stars, right? And they've got constellations out there, and you can see kind of the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper, and that's amazing, is it not? But that's just a drop in the bucket. I mean, when God created the universe, how generous was he? Well, he was so generous that he went beyond what you and I could see physically, knowing that one day you and I were going to be able to create these telescopes and look out into the universe, and what do they say about the universe? It never ends. I mean, that's how generous God is. It isn't just, you know, oh, here's a few stars there, and there's a few stars there. No, God just goes, and I think today he still creates because he is generous in his creation. So I want you for a moment to think about, pause for a moment, what brings a smile to you in creation? Is it a sunset? Is it a sunrise? Is it the birds? Is it flowers? Is it the sea? What brings a smile on your face? Your children? Your spouse? Say it. What brings a smile? When you think about God's creation, what brings a smile to you?
Sunrise.
Sunrise. Good coffee. Good coffee. What's that, eagles? What else? Orcas in the bay.
Rainbows.
Spring, okay. Spring crocuses. Abundance of food. What's that? Amy. Amen. What else? The witch? A child's hand in yours.
Flowers.
Your wife. My husband. There we go. Whew, thought we were going to get left out there.
Don't get mad at me. Fresh snow.
Oh, don't get mad at me. Fresh snow, yeah. Hey, I've been looking at the forecast. It might be coming here in February. Yeah. Granddaughter. Grandsons.
Pets.
It's just endless, isn't it? It's just endless. When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, oh my goodness. This is where I want us to begin in the foundation of generosity. We have an incredibly generous God. So our passage this morning, I want to start more at the end of what we read. It's kind of a building of where we're going. Okay, so Carmen read this part about do not judge and you will be judged. Condemn not, or that you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the good measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So what is he saying there? What does that look like? You know, in our culture today, we go to the store and we take with us, we take two important things. We take something to pay for our groceries, and then we'll take a bag with us, right? To put that in. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay for your grocery bag. So you're all good, right? You reuse your bags. And so you take your bag with us. But Jesus uses, and I want to look at that part there where he talks about a good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that there's a image here that you and I perhaps haven't experienced in our culture. If you go to another culture, and I was blown away, the first time I ever went to really another culture, I went to Bolivia, and we were building a playground, and we needed some supplies. And so we had to get some chain, and we had to get some wood, and we had to get some screws, and we had to get some bolts. And so off we went. And we make our first stop, and we stop there where the chain, where you got chain, that's all they sold, all kinds of chain. You can get big pieces, big chain, small chain. And then we made our next stop, and we got the wood, and we made another stop where we got our screws, and we made another stop where we got our bolts and our nuts. It was all, everything, every little shop there could be, you went around to these shops. It wasn't like going to Home Depot. There was no Home Depot there. And so Jesus is giving this picture of going to the market. And so I want to be able to demonstrate this to you today, okay? And I'm hoping that one of you here will volunteer to help me. Anybody daring enough to volunteer to help me? Anyone? Okay, thank you. Super. All right. Way to go, JJ. Let's give it up for JJ. Yeah. Okay, JJ, this is that's your container, okay? Because you would go to the market, and JJ's coming to the market, and he's going to get some flour, okay? And I'm the market guy, and this flour here I've purchased, and it, you know, I have purchased this, and I haven't purchased, I've made this, and now I'm going to sell it. And so JJ comes with his container. Bring your container right up here, JJ. And I'm going to get some flour here, and I'm going to fill up his container here. All right. That's good. Okay. And I'm going to, yeah, I know. But that's all right, because in the market, I've got a way of cleaning that up, okay? And so I'm gonna fill his container up, because he's gonna pay me for the amount that I put in here in this container. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, a good business person on my side, I want to just put enough in there to fill the container up, right? But this here talks about you're gonna have a good measure. I want to give that a shake. All right? What? Yeah, give that a shake. Pound it down. Yeah, just shake it. No. Yeah. Just. That's it. Yep. Okay. See, it drops. See that? It drops. And so I'm thinking he needs more in there. And so I give him more because that's what it is. Now, I want you to pound that down. Yep. Oh. Okay. Wasn't quite what I had in mind, but that's okay. That's okay. Sean, if you're watching, I'm really sorry, okay? All right.
You told me.
All right. Now, just press it down. Don't pound. Just kind of press it down. Maybe with your fist there. There you go. Okay. All right. All right. I put more in. Okay. Now, actually, JJ, put your hands around that. Both hands. Oh. Yeah. Right underneath. Yeah. Actually, do more of kind of a cup. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of thinking like, this is what I'm thinking. Kind of like that. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. See, this is what we're talking about. Do you get the image that is there? This is a, hang on there. Okay. This is a good measure. See, this is what generosity is. This is what generosity is talking about. This is a good measure that is shaken, that is pressed down or that's running over. JJ, you can go back to your seat now. All right. Do you know, when we got married, Raina and I, my sister-in-law, I gave her the keys to my car to get something. Bad idea. And she thought, ha-ha, I got the keys to his car. And so she went in there and she put confetti. She put confetti in my vents. Well, yeah. So we're driving down the road. This is like the next day. We're driving down the road and I turn it on and it comes out. You know, I sold that car and confetti still came out of the vents. Probably about 5 or 6 years. I'm thinking the same thing with a flower. So I wanted a mess here. Honestly, I did. And I will clean it up. But I wanted you to get this real picture. See, when we think about the generosity of God, JJ, thank you. When we think about the generosity of God, and Jesus explains the generosity of God, this is it. This is who he is. This is the kingdom of God right here. He doesn't just give us just enough. He's not stingy. He gives us so much that it is pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. That it's just overflowing in your lap. So what do you do with it? What do you do with that generosity? Is it for you? No, it's for his kingdom. You get the benefit of it, but it's for his kingdom. So let's go back here and look at what he talks about before, because he says, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Having the generosity to love your enemy is not an easy thing. But the kingdom thinking is this very thing. See, for us to love our enemy, we need the generosity of God's love in us to love our enemy. I can't do that on my own. I can't do that by myself. Not this type of love. You know, he says, hey, the world out there will love the people that would love them back. But rarely do we find somebody who will love their enemy. But the kingdom loves those who have not declared their love for us. John 3:16, it's a well-known verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. It wasn't just that God loved Hudson, right? And he knew that Hudson is going to declare his allegiance to God. It wasn't that. He loved his enemies. He loved the world that would not love him. That's how generous he is. And so when he says to love our enemies, I think I can't do that. And I've talked to some people who their enemy is not just somebody who cut them off as they were driving down the road. Their enemy wasn't just a neighbor who they struggled to get along with. Some have had enemies who have hurt them in very harsh ways, emotionally, physically. They've stole and robbed. And the only way that you and I can love in this way is to love through the generosity of God's love. It talks about here of giving. You know, we are to give. If somebody wants your shirt, well, give them your other shirt. A giving that is beyond what you and I in our nature would do. But here's the thing. How can he say that? How can he say that giving, give to your neighbor, give to somebody who maybe doesn't deserve it, and you give even more? Because God sees the worth of the enemy. He saw it in me. He saw it in you. Before you and I surrendered our lives to him, we were enemies of the cross. And he saw the worth in me. Romans 5:8. God demonstrated his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But if I'm giving my time, my talent, and my treasure, and I'm giving it in a way that I look at somebody and I say, I don't know if you deserve that. Where did I get this time? Where do you get your time? Who woke you up today? I know your alarm. My alarm chirps at me. Get up, Scott. Get up, Scott. Get up, Scott. Give it 9 more minutes. God woke me up today. God woke you up today. And he says, you have 24 hours if you make it through the whole day. I'm giving you, I'm blessing you with 24 hours. I went into my closet today and I thought, what am I going to wear? Well, I picked out my own outfit. Yeah, a shirt, my pants, my shoes. Picked out my outfit. And I had a choice. You did too, right? I'm kind of thinking that you all kind of had a choice. And you had a choice of what to wear. Where'd that come from? Well, I worked hard for it. How did you have the body? How did you have the mind? Where'd that come from for you to work to accomplish that? Where'd you get that job? I worked hard for it. Yeah. But God opened the door for you. God is giving you the mind, the body, the ability to be able to work, to have the money, to buy your clothes. Do you see where I'm going? And so I'm looking, and this is not easy. These are not loving your enemies, giving to your enemies. I mean, this is another level, but this is the kingdom. This is what the kingdom looks like. And I look and I say, God, how do I give to those that I struggle with? Because it's easy. It's easy for me to love my wife. It may not always be easy for her to love me, but it's easy to love her. It's easy to want to give to her and serve her and help her. She's my wife. She loves me. That's a good thing. She declares that to me. I love you, Scott. And I look to declare that to her. But the kingdom level here of loving and giving to her, to those that the enemy is, those that I don't think deserve it. That's God's. That's that right there. Next one, to forgive. In God's kingdom, generosity is full of forgiveness. It is so full of forgiveness. Jesus is on the cross, and he demonstrates this. He's on the cross, and as he's on the cross, he's there. He looks down at the people, and he says to them, "Forgive them, Lord, for they do not know what they were doing." This is forgiving your enemies, forgiving those that have hurt you, that have damaged you, that are... It happens because I receive his forgiveness in my own life. Remember, the disciples come and say, "Jesus, you know, how often should I forgive? How many times should I forgive?" And he says, 70 times 7. I'm thinking, you know, if Bryce comes in and he scratches my vehicle, he wouldn't do that, but he scratches my vehicle, I'd say, "Oh, I forgive him, all right? That's what I'm supposed to do." And then the next day he comes and he scratches my vehicle again. "Bryce, I forgive you." And maybe they're total mistakes. He's a pretty good driver, but he's been, you know, pulling in too close to my vehicle. Imagine if I forgave him 70 times 7, probably by the time I got pretty close to the end of forgiving him all that, it probably wouldn't matter. I wouldn't have a vehicle worth driving either, would I? I would think that probably after about the third time, something inside of me is starting to happen. I'm thinking, "Bryce, go get driving lessons." I would be parking across the street whenever I see him. "Bryce, you know I love you, man." But there would be something that would be happening in me that I would have to come to God and go, "Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can do this again. I don't know if I can forgive him. I mean, I know, you know, and this is an honest mistake he's making. Maybe not sometimes." The picture that I'm trying to create here is that really that forgiveness that I need in forgiving those that are hurt, that doesn't come from me. It comes right here. It comes from something that is much greater and deeper than myself. It comes from the abundancy of who he is. Almost done. We got the generosity in forgiveness, the golden rule, right? If there's one saying that everybody knows around the world, perhaps, is the golden rule. And the golden rule is to do to others as you would have them do to you. Like, how do you want people to treat you? And you should treat them that way too. And this golden rule is fulfilled when we live in and out of the kingdom of God in his abundant generosity. How do I treat somebody the way I want to be treated? It comes because I am looking to die to self. It's a selfless way of living. John Ortberg has this to say. He says, I had another point. We love, we give, we forgive generously because this is what we have experienced and are experiencing daily. Do you get that? So we can live out this golden rule because we experience this daily with Jesus. Here's what John Ortberg says. He says, the golden rule is tremendously empowering because it makes you an agent and not a victim. It makes you an agent and not a victim. And he then goes on to say that not every day is going to be a win the lottery day, but every day can be a golden rule day. Do you get that? Go back. The golden rule is tremendously empowering because it makes you an agent and not a victim. Not every day is going to be a win the lottery day, but every day can be a golden rule day. Every day I can look and say, how can I love the people around me? How can I give to the people around me? How can I forgive the people around me? And you know where I would start? I would tell you to start where it's easy and practice it. And maybe some of you would be daring enough to go, okay, there's this person that I really don't like, and I'm going to start there. I would kind of tell you, maybe not. You might not be successful. Just look around at the people around you, your parents, your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, the people you get along with, the people you like, and just ask yourself the question, am I treating them the way that I want to be treated? Am I treating them the way that God is treating me? Am I loving them out of the abundance and the overflow of God's love? Am I giving out of the abundance and overflow of God's gift to me, giving to me? Am I forgiving out of that abundance? And just start there. And then work your way. Work your way into maybe some of the harder areas. So, in ending this, a spiritual practice, which I have the information here on the sheet in the back, what to do with this, where to go with this. I want us to practice generosity in these areas of our life of just the love and giving, serving. Not right now. I don't want you to go in the area of finances, okay? Just keep it on the areas where you know that God has loved you, where you know God has forgiven you, where you know that God has just given to you. And just start on that level right there. So reflect. Either at the end of today, reflect, or tomorrow morning when you get up, reflect on yesterday and reflect on where you saw God show up in some area of your life, in love, in patience, in joy, in forgiveness. Just where did God show up? And that's what he did for you. So pick that one area. Just one area. And then say this, okay, God, today I'm going to look how I can now redistribute your generosity to me. You forgave me. You know, I did some stupid things. I went back and I did that thing again. And you forgave me. And that showed your generosity, your forgiveness. I want to extend that to somebody today. And then look for it. See where he opens that door. Now we're practicing his generosity. Now it becomes practical, not just theoretical. Is that right? Did I say that right? Okay. Raina says I make up words all the time. We had a debate. Abundancy is not a word, she says. You cannot say abundancy. I looked it up. It is now. 2011, they brought it into the dictionary. Oxford one, anyways. Abundancy, I can use that word. Seek to redistribute God's generosity in your life. Just in those areas of his love, of his mercy, of his grace, of his patience, of his joy. How can you redistribute that into the world around you? See what it does. See where it leads you. This is what it looks like for us to be with Jesus. to know who Jesus is and to do what Jesus does. Lord Jesus, I seek you this morning. Father, thank you for just reminding us of your generosity. Lord, that we would be aware of how you, in so many areas of our life, is incredibly generous. It's overflowing in your abundance. Lord, then that we would find ourselves celebrating that and in looking at how can we redistribute your generosity to the world around us. Lord, we can never exhaust your supply of all that you have given to us. May we be reminded of that through the universe that you have created that has no end. Lord, your love, your grace, your mercy has no end. Father, help us to redistribute that. As we receive it, Lord, that we can give it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.